Greetings once again. Welcome. Bienvenidos. Hola. Aloha. Weini hao. Namaste. Konnichiwa. Bonjour. Buongiorno. Sawadee karup. Guten tag. Half a day. Salam. Shalom. Peace. Now. Go vegan. Peace. How? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical vivisection prison killitary industrial corporation in the one-party, post-constitutional, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I'm Bob Linden, host of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, which is hosted by Bob Linden. And I know sometimes it seems, you know, for talk show hosts, like it's all about them and like, yes, it's all about me here in this weekly hour that we spend together. But in reality, let's face it, it's all about you. Civilization is waiting for you to go vegan, or civilization just may collapse. We're seeing the signs of it, huh? Imagine a world with no oil and no food and not very civilized, do you think? And the global warming, huh? Well, if we stay the course and continue to eat meat, and that's the way it will be, a world with no oil, food, water, fertile land, clean air. And if that's your vision, well, just keep eating what you're eating and, you know, head right over to the slashed food restaurant. Or you can make Mother Earth a little happier on Mother's Day with a different vision, a world without global warming, a world that provides for all of her children, all of her inhabitants. Yes, your mother is waiting, and she's waiting for you to go vegan. Clean up your room, your planet. And the only way to do that is to go vegan. If you haven't noticed, meat and dairy make you a bit gassy. And I mean, you know, those global warming, greenhouse gassiness, methane from cattle, really, you know, the chill pill for global warming is to neutralize the methane. And that's scientists have said, well, if the world were to go vegan for 7 years, that could happen. So anyway, you know, that would, I believe, on Mother's Day make your mother, Mother Earth, very happy. And I mean, that is, if you know who your mother really is anyway, you know, because people spend their entire lives seeking out their biological parents, you know. And do you know really who your mother is? I mean, I know you tuned in for Go Vegan with Bob Linden and you're surprised it sounds a little bit like a Maury Povich show, but you know, I'm not just asking that because...
Oh, new one. I know. And you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
No. It just seems to me, after observing many species, humans seem to be most confused at identifying their mothers. You know, beyond recognizing, you know, big brown eyes and the sweet, gentle gaze only a mother could have. Still, most human babies don't seem to recognize their mother. You know, they seem to crawl right past her. And for some inexplicable reason, crawl over meadow and pasture, and then the human finds his mother, and she looks just like him, right? Yeah. Except she has four legs instead of his two. Yeah, no big deal. And oh, his brothers grow horns, and they have four stomachs. And we'll drink her milk anyway, right? I mean, she's your mother, right? Don't forget to give Mom a hug after she gives you all her milk. And what, Mom? You're out of milk? Well, we'll do just what the kids do to their moms on the Maury Povich show. You know, we'll stab you, cut off your head, and eat you. That's the way we seem to treat the one we recognize as mother, huh? You know, this show is very popular with cows, but and this part isn't for the cows. It's for the humans in the audience suffering from confused maternal bovine syndrome. Is a cow your birth mother? If not, why are you drinking her milk? And, you know, why? I mean, it's human milk for human babies. You know, why the trans species ingestion of trans species mammary fluids? It seems pretty strange to me, don't you think? And not good for the environment, shipping that milk all across the country and, you know, all those trucks and everything, you know. Why not be a little more local? Maybe you have a dog or cat in your family. Why not milk him or her, huh? You know, if you do want to, move over more toward what you should be drinking, maybe go next door, ask your neighbor to borrow a, you know, the neighbor who just had the child, huh? I mean, isn't it crazy that adults are drinking milk of another species, or children are drinking the milk of another species? Well, you know, it's Mother's Day, and a couple of years ago, I protested the sale of veal and foie gras at Wolfgang Puck's restaurant, Spago, in Beverly Hills. We have a lawsuit associated with that, and I do bemoan that Wolfgang Puck is being recognized as a hero when in reality now he says, "Oh, no more foie gras, but we have to have a pate, so we'll make it out of chicken livers." You know, so please let's not mistake Wolfgang Puck for a hero to the animal rights movement. The real heroes are the vegan chefs. You know, those who, like, for Mother's Day, Anita over at Truly Vegan in Hollywood. Huh? Now, what she's doing is great for Mother's Day weekend. She's really treating mom. Truly treats mom to breakfast, lunch, or dinner this weekend. Yes, mom eats for free this weekend. Whether it's dinner tonight or breakfast, lunch, or dinner tomorrow, mom's meal is free. So it's a real treat from Truly Vegan on Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson. It's about a half block west of the 101 freeway, at the Hollywood Boulevard exit on the north side of the street. So now veal, compassionate veal is one of the best sellers at Spago. So Spago and the city of Beverly Hills conspired to violate our constitutional right to assemble. So, I'll keep updating you on the lawsuit. And also for Mother's Day in just a bit, we'll spell out mom, you know, like that song M is for the, you know, so we'll spell out what's associated with mom on Mother's Day, and milk, and real mother's milk, and cow milk. And coming up on today's program, one of the mothers of one of the real mothers of the animal rights movement, Captain Paul Watson. He's of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, and we will talk to him. A shout out to the folks today at World Fest happening out at Woodley Park in Van Nuys. I was fortunate enough to be one of the founders of that event. Thanks for listening to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And I need your support. We have to buy the airtime for this radio program from radio stations. So please make a donation. You can do so at goveganradio.org. That's goveganradio.org. Or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147.
Cows with guns.
METSTINKS. Meat stinks.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A total treat. No meat in San Jose. Oh, one of the true West Coast dining treasures. Vegetarian House. Vegan organic cuisine at 520 East Santa Clara Street in San Jose. Amazing appetizers, soups, and entrees. Asian delicacies, Western specialties, organic juices, coffee, cake, desserts. A chai tea on weekends, that's an experience in itself. As all items on the menu are. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street. Call 408-292-3798. Is your omega-3 DHA a little fishy? If it is, you're depleting the oceans and you could expose yourself to mercury and other contaminants. You need Omega-Zen 3 from Nutru, one of the first to develop a vegan omega-3 DHA supplement. Nutru, NUTRU.com, the cutting-edge compassionate choice with products good for your heart and your mind, like the Vegan Brain Pack. Vegan lycopene? Try Lyco 10-6. Also order from VeganEssentials.com. Nutru, NUTRU.com. The Dog Food, the original vegetarian dog food from England, now manufactured in the USA and a totally vegan product. The Dog is a high-protein, completely balanced dog food with all the essential amino acids, vitamins, and minerals a dog needs to thrive. The Dog is now available in the Bay Area, in Whole Foods and Rainbow Markets, and online at the-dogfood.com. The-dogfood.com or call 888-280-8364. 888-280-8364. It's a cornucopia of vegan selections at Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York, with a delicious, nutritious menu that's 100% certified organic. Appetizers, salads, soups, entrees, burgers, sandwiches, wraps. See the menu at organicharvestcafe.com. Free delivery. Call 212-421-6444. Catering available. Organic Harvest Cafe, 235 East 53rd Street, New York. 212-421-6444. Organicharvestcafe.com. First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veginase. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy raw dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
Hunters clubbed and shot those seals. The ice turned red. The seals were dead.
Why does Canada let the baby seals be killed?
300,000 dead.
Shame on you, Canada.
And we continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I want to point out to you that my interview with Supreme Master TV starts running as of this weekend. Friday night start at 11:30, and then it runs at 5:30, and then 11:30, and then 5:30. So every 6 hours this weekend, my interview on the program Vegetarianism and Veganism, A Noble Way of Living, which can be seen on Supreme Master Satellite Television. You'll see what I have to say in 14 languages, that the subtitles will be in 14 languages, and this will occur over the next 3 weeks. So for information, go to suprememastertv.com. SupremeMasterTV.com. I want to point out that you can help out this show with a tax-deductible donation online at GoVeganRadio.org, or you can make a check payable to Go Vegan Radio, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center, and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California 94147. Or if you feel the need to get something in exchange for your monetary contribution, you can purchase the official bumper sticker of Go Vegan with Bob Linden. It is Eat Republicans, Not Animals. And that is available at GoVeganRadio.com. And again, that's not a political endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion. Today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we are honored to have one of the true heroes of the world. I guess when you have governments all around the world calling you a terrorist, maybe that's an indication that maybe you're a true hero. And on today's program, we have Captain Paul Watson, who is the founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society and was a founding director of the Greenpeace Foundation. And what a busy life you lead, Captain Watson.
Yeah, somewhat.
Somewhat. You're always out there on the high seas, and whom have you been protecting lately?
Well, I just got back from the east coast of Canada, and the Canadian government seized our ship for the horrendous crime of documenting the seal slaughter. Apparently, that's illegal in Canada. It's illegal to witness, photograph, or film a seal being killed. So they boarded the vessel in international waters and arrested the crew and seized the vessel. And so we're fighting that out in the courts now.
And the vessel is still being held now?
Yeah, it's still being held. I sent them a bill for $1,000 a day if they hold it. But we're referring this to an act of piracy. In fact, when Captain Alex Cornelison and my first mate, Peter Hammerstead, were arrested, their bail was $10,000. We paid it in 5,000 doubloons or $2 pieces.
How is the crew? I mean, the crew's not in custody, is it, or...?
No, they only arrested Alex Cornelison and Peter Hammerstead. Everybody else was released, although they kept a lot of their property. Now, when you board a vessel on the high seas outside of Canadian waters with weapons and steal property and steal a ship, there's only one word for that, and that's piracy. And so we have the Dutch government looking into this in addition to taking it on in court.
Oh, wow. So, what of the seal massacre this year?
Well, it's going to be a little better than we thought because of the impending bill in the European Parliament to ban steel products. The value of a seal pelt has dropped from $110 2 years ago to $33, and a lot of the sealers just aren't going out because the cost of fuel and everything has gone up also. So there's just no money in it. So I don't think they're going to get their quota this year.
And weren't there tragedies on the high seas with sealing vessels and deaths and a poorer turnout and not so many participants in the massacre?
Well, what happened this year, you know, the Minister of Fisheries sends out about 200 of these small, fragile, aluminum-hulled and wooden boats into very extreme, dangerous ice conditions. And this year, one of them got its rudder broken, and it was taken under tow by a Canadian government icebreaker, and they literally... towed it right into the ice and capsized and killed four sealers. So it's interesting because the Canadian government here is attacking us, saying my vessel is unsafe, even though it's an ice-class steel-hulled vessel, yet they're sending these guys out to get killed. I directly blame the deaths of these sealers on the Canadian government's incompetence.
And the Canadian government plays God and picks a quota, a number of seals to be killed every year, and keeps attacking you in the media.
Yeah, they did. In fact, it was really, they shoot from the hip all the time. The Minister of Fisheries, Loyola Hearns, actually is quite easy to deal with because he doesn't really know what he's talking about. And I wasn't on board the ship because I'm prohibited by a court order from being in near the seal hunt. And so the minister said that while my crew were out there, I was living in a luxury hotel in New York dining on lobsters and steak. I said, well, first of all, I don't eat lobsters and steak, and second of all, I was sleeping on a couch at a friend of mine's place in Brooklyn. But, you know, this is the kind of lies that they put out there to try and turn people against us.
Mm-hmm. And the Sea Shepherd, vessels are vegan vessels when they're out there, aren't they?
Yeah, our vessels are vegan. It's sort of a no-win situation, you know. They accuse you of eating meat and saying that you're a hypocrite, and then they say that you're a fanatic because you don't eat meat. So it depends on, you know, which media outlet you're talking to. Nobody seems to really, there's no middle of the road there.
Yeah. I believe, weren't your vessels attacked by sealers this year, and then you weren't protected by the police? Is that what happened, or...?
Well, that happens all the time. You know, the police never protect anybody defending the seals. They only protect the sealers. The Minister of Fisheries, Loyola Hearn, he says that the people who are defending the seals are all, we're all criminals, pirates, and terrorists. But, you know, that's become sort of the catchphrase for everybody. I just found out yesterday Nelson Mandela is still on the terrorist watch list for the United States. He can't actually enter the United States.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, but when you imagine the terror of the little babies being clubbed and shot, I mean, really, where is the terrorism? What's the terrorism? Their fear of losing money, I guess that's terror to them. But I, you know, while you're being branded a terrorist in the media, last July, you won the Amazon Peace Prize from Asociación Latinoamericana para los Derechos Humanos, the Latin American Association for Human Rights. How do we explain your winning that award?
Well, it's a funny world we live in, you know. I mean, with the Sea Shepherd, people either hate us or they like us. But, you know, so to some people we're heroes and other people we're pirates and terrorists. You know, one of the things they criticized me this year for is because I said publicly in Canada that the deaths of the four sealers was a tragedy, but the killing of 325,000 seal pups was a greater tragedy, and they all flipped out over that. And when one of the sealers said how helpless he was when he saw this boat capsizing and the guys in the water, I said, well, you know, the very definition of helplessness is a baby seal watching some cigarette-smoking ape coming up to him with a club. Oh, they just went off on that one. So he even got attacked by the Catholic Bishop of Alberta for being insensitive to humanity. And I said, well, you know, when humans begin to be sensitive to the other creatures that live on this planet with us, and maybe I'll be inclined to be more sensitive to them.
Well, you know, and the thing is, people always say that to me, too. They accuse me of caring more about animals than humans, but I say, you know, if you do good things for animals, like don't eat them or don't destroy their habitat, you know, good things happen for humans. You don't get heart disease. You don't get cancer. You have a cleaner environment if you have concern for animals, too. So,
That's absolutely right. And also, we live under the laws of ecology, and one of those laws is the law of interdependence, that all these species are interdependent with each other. If we remove species, we put our own future into jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
So the preservation of species, the preservation of biodiversity, is the preservation of humanity.
Right. And so often now we attach global warming to meat and dairy consumption, to cruelty to animals, right at the basis of it all, as far as I'm concerned. So now what can we do about the seal massacre? What actions can listeners take on behalf of the baby seals?
I think we're on the threshold of ending it. We just have to, and I think it's going to pass, but any encouragement we can give to the European parliamentarians to pass this bill this summer to ban all seal products worldwide into Europe will end the seal hunt, because not only will it stop the market in Europe, it's already stopped in the United States, but it will not allow the products to be shipped through Europe. And also, you know, Europe sets the fashion standards for the rest of the world. So China, Japan, Russia, they're going to follow suit. So seal fur is out of fashion in Europe. It's out of fashion everywhere in the world, really.
Yeah, well, it's certainly out of fashion totally to anybody with a heart. And they make, I think they're trying to sell them for fish oil, too, or some, you know, however you can market, huh?
Well, the Canadian government is spending millions of dollars trying to find markets for seal products. One of them is omega-3 oils. Of course, a chemical analysis done on that omega-3 showed that it was heavy with arsenic and lead and PCBs, and yet they're marketing this as a health food product, and it gets outside of the Health Department of Canada. It's exempt just because so they can sell a seal product. The other thing they sell are the seal penises, which are dried and turned into a tea, and they've convinced the Chinese that this is a cure for sterility or impotence. And so I obviously never heard of Viagra.
Ah, right. And you know,
Canada is sort of like a purveyor of sex potions now.
and seals and fish aren't made out of fish oil. It's because of algae that they have the essential omega fatty acids. We're talking to Captain Paul Watson. He is the founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. Stay with us through the break, Captain Watson. We will continue our discussion on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And if you appreciate that the seals have a voice on the radio and the whales and the dolphins, please support this program. You can donate online at goveganradio.org.
All you are saying is give peace a chance. Can't have peace if you don't go vegan.
Shame you have to die.
make donations to this show to help make it a better world. Click donate at goveganradio.com.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Today we're talking to Captain Paul Watson. He's the founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society. The media brandish him as terrorist, but he does manage to somehow garner awards, like in the year 2000, Time Magazine, the issue, Heroes of the Planet. He was one of the top 20 environmental heroes of the 20th century. He's been inducted to the United States Animal Rights Hall of Fame, and the independent UK selected Paul Watson one of the planet's top 10 eco-warriors in an article entitled Defenders of Earth. And earlier, we talked about how he won the Amazon Peace Prize from the Asociación Latinoamericana para los Derechos Humanos, And Captain Watson has written a number of books, including Shepherds of the Sea, Sea Shepherd, My Fight for Whales and Seals, Cry Wolf, Earth Force, Ocean Warrior, and Seal Wars. And you can visit seashepherd.org. And Captain Watson, what of the whales now? There was a lot of activity with Japanese whaling vessels recently, and what was going on there?
Well, we had a very successful campaign from December until into March against the Japanese whaling fleet in Antarctica. We were able to get on their case and chase them and harass them and prevent them from whaling for half the season, and as a result, they only took half their quota. In fact, they took no fin whales out of their quota, no humpbacks, and only half of their minke whale quota. They still killed nearly 500 whales, but if we were able to stay down there, we would have stopped that, but we had to go back twice and refuel. But it was a very successful campaign. It cost the Japanese, I think they lost about $70 million in this. So they're not very happy, but it was very successful. In fact, they even credited us. They said that they didn't get their quota and everything because of us.
So. Do you ram their vessels, or did you collide? What happened?
We didn't do anything. We didn't damage any property. We didn't hurt anybody. We just chased them.
Oh.
As soon as we show up, they run, and they chase us. What we do is throw the stink bombs as butter acid on board, what I call it is a non-lethal, organic, non-toxic chemical warfare, because we put methyl cellulose, which is the stuff they coat pills with, which is a food-grade product, and it makes everything extremely slippery, and butyric acid makes everything extremely smelly. So it really disrupts their, and also gets into the whale meat, causes all sorts of problems.
Well, maybe that explains why they run so fast. I couldn't understand why they would just take off, but
with concussion grenades, and they did shoot at us. My Kevlar vest stopped one bullet, but so they were pretty aggressive. So after throwing grenades, concussion grenades, and shooting at us, they have the audacity to call us violent for throwing stink bombs at us.
Now, you were the target of a sniper recently, yes?
I don't know if it was a sniper or if it was just a warning shot that went off. We don't know.
Oh.
But I know a bullet was lodged in my vest. So,
So from where does this commitment to animals emanate for you? How did this start, and why is it so strong?
Well, I've been doing this pretty much all my life, ever since I saw, the beavers that got wiped out of my hometown in eastern Canada by trappers. And, I spent the next winter walking the trap lines, releasing the animals and destroying the traps.
You used to swim with the beavers and considered them your friends there, yes?
Yeah, and, I was also exposed to the Canadian steel hunt when I was about 10 or 11 and saw that. So, in fact, the steel hunt is something that I've wanted to end all my life, and I think once we shut it down, it'll be one of the great victories and, something I've lived for, really.
So there's still a boycott of Canadian seafood as part of the strategy? Is that correct?
There's a boycott of Canadian seafood. That's one of the strategies. That's cost Canada quite a bit. It's pretty hard to boycott Canadian seafood if you're a vegan, though.
Oh.
So we're trying to encourage people who do eat fish to not eat Canadian fish. But I think that the real key to ending this is to destroy the markets, and I think that the European Parliament has, right around the threshold of doing that.
Mm-hmm. And what can we do about the whale slaughter?
Well, that one's it's difficult because the Japanese are incredibly stubborn on it, but I think, We just need the support to keep going down there and continue to disrupt them. And we can translate people's donations into whales' lives saved. We've shown that we can do that over the last 3 years, and we'll continue doing it.
So how can people donate to Sea Shepherd?
Through our website at seashepherd.org. They can get in touch with us and find out that way.
Okay. And how was it that you were part of the formation of Greenpeace and the Greenpeace Foundation?
Well, back in 1969, there was a protest against nuclear testing at Amchik Island up in the Aleutians. And there's a combination of Sierra Club people and Quakers and people against the war, people against nuclear testing. My concern, and in fact I was the only one who had this concern, was that Amchika was a wildlife preserve, and I thought it was somewhat strange that she couldn't take a gun onto the island, but she could blow a 5-megaton bomb up underneath of it, and they'd killed about 1,000 sea otters in previous tests. So that's why I got involved with that, and we came up with this idea to sail a vessel down and interfere.
Mm. And what are your priorities now? What are you looking at now?
Well, I decided, you know, a long time ago, I just got to concentrate on something, you know, so I can get it done and not get too spread apart. And so that's why we focus our attention on marine wildlife issues. And we focus primarily against illegal activities, illegal whaling, poaching, protecting sharks, protecting seals, marine wildlife, really.
Mm-hmm. Why marine wildlife for you? Why is there a reason that you lean toward the aquatic life?
Well, you know, I was raised in a fishing village in eastern Canada, and I'm a captain, and, you know, so it's an opportunity to put my nautical skills to work.
Yes, you are the expert at that. And what if people want to be on the crew?
People can get a crew application off of our website and can, you know, and it's all volunteer crews, and we're always looking for people.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you are always looking for donations to so that you can buy fuel and head out to help the animals.
Yeah, of course, fuel prices are going up a lot, too, but we're also trying to get a second ship, because if we can get two ships down into Antarctica so we don't have to go back and refuel, we can shut them down 100% of the time and not just 50% of the time.
Oh, okay. Well, you are a hero to all of us, except for the ones calling you terrorists, except for the ones who make money off of animal exploitation. What can I say, Paul? Was there anything you wanted to get to that we didn't today on Go Vegan?
Well, one of our big campaigns also is the protection of the Galapagos, where we're in partnership with the Galapagos Rangers and the National Park down there. Last year, we intercepted and seized 45,000 shark fins, and we're constantly intervening and arresting poaching vessels there, and I think that's making a difference down there. My philosophy is, if we can't save some places profoundly unique as the Galapagos, I don't see how we can save anything else on this planet. So to us, it's sort of the line in the sand. We've got to save that World Heritage Site.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that to you, the animals are your constituents as you look at life, huh?
Well, yeah, when people criticize this, I said, I don't really care what people think. You know, our clients are whales, seals, dolphins, sea turtles, and everything. You know, find me a whale that disagrees with what we're doing, and we might reconsider, but continue to do what we're doing.
I'm with you on that. Keep on doing what you're doing, Captain Paul Watson of the Sea Shepherd Society, Conservation Society. It's seashepherd.org. Thanks so much for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
GOVEGANRadio.com. GOVEGANRadio.com.
First you said you couldn't go vegan because you couldn't get rid of mayonnaise. Then along came Veganaise. Now you're clinging to the bagel and cream cheese excuse? No excuse. Follow Your Heart is pleased to announce its new Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative. Creamy and smooth with the taste, texture, and color of traditional cream cheese. No animal products, hydrogenated oils, or preservatives. 76% organic. Visit followyourheart.com for Angel's Heavenly Vegan Cheesecake Recipe. Vegan Gourmet Cream Cheese Alternative from Follow Your Heart. Available nationwide. Eating raw doesn't mean doing without life's great pleasures, and the Everything Raw Company at EverythingRaw.com proves it with two delectable food bars that you'll think are decadent. Actually, the chewy, raw, dark chocolate 29% cacao is called Raw Decadence. Order it at EverythingRaw.com. Also try the Indigo Nights Bar, a creamy pistachio fudge bar that tastes like a brownie. Both are vegan, fair trade, 100% raw, organic, gluten-free, and delicious. Order at EverythingRaw.com. Call 434-293-6325. EverythingRaw.com. veganessentials.com. Get all of your vegan essentials from veganessentials.com, your online vegan superstore. Food, snacks, sweets, vitamins and supplements, clothing, vegan footwear, belts, bags, wallets, 1,200 vegan items in stock at veganessentials.com. Order online or toll free at 866-88-VEGAN. Cosmetics, bath and body, candles, fragrances, massage, products for baby, home, companion animals, vegan dog and cat food. veganessentials.com. Go Vegan Radio listeners get special discounts when you enter GVR in the coupon box at veganessentials.com. Explore the world of rice at Lotus Foods. Perfect rice starts with the perfect rice cooker from lotusfoods.com. 100% stainless steel. No aluminum or Teflon like other rice cookers. Order at lotusfoods.com. Lotus Foods, bringing you exotic heirloom organic rice from small family farms around the world. Try new organic jade pearl rice, bamboo infused for flavor and nutrition. Also new, organic forbidden rice, the same heirloom grain grown exclusively for Chinese emperors. Available at Whole Foods, Safeway, and natural food stores around America. From Lotus Foods, also, purchase a rice sampler gift box at lotusfoods.com, along with the perfect rice cooker from Lotus Foods.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and I want you to come on down to my favorite restaurant in the whole world, Sublime. Acclaimed by food critics, Sublime offers world vegan cuisine, and 100% of Sublime's profits benefit animal welfare. It's located in the heart of Fort Lauderdale. Hope to see you there. For reservations, call 954-539-9000 or visit sublimerestaurant.com.
Don't have a cow? That's mad. Be glad. Have a Sunshine Burger, the original, great-tasting, organic, vegan veggie burger. High protein, wheat-free, gluten-free, soy-free, dairy-free since 1983. Pure and simple ingredients, organic ground raw sunflower seeds, farm-fresh produce and grains, sea salt, oven-baked, heat and serve. Look for Sunshine Burgers in the frozen food section. Four varieties, original, Southwest, barbecue, and garden herb. Sunshine Burger. Visit sunshineburger.com. Based on the latest satellite data, NASA climate scientists predict nearly all ice could be gone from the Arctic Ocean by the end of summer 2012. NASA scientist James Hansen said, "We have passed tipping points. We have not passed the point of no return. It's going to require a quick turn in direction." For more urgent details on saving our planet, going vegan and green, visit suprememastertv.com. That's suprememastertv.com.
With Bob Linden.
Go Vegan Radio with Bob Linden, a project of 501c3 International Humanities Center. So your donations are tax deductible at goveganradio.org. And another way you can support this program is by supporting the advertisers who pay for sponsorship, and they would like a little love back in return, at least from their investment in the show, in the advertising. So, I mean, you can go to everythingraw.com and pick up the Raw Decadence Bar or the Indigo Nights Bar, or when you're out at your natural food store, pick up Sunshine Burger, lotusfoods.com, the rice cooker. You get a free bag of rice. So mention Go Vegan with Bob Linden for your free bag of rice. Vegan Essentials, veganessentials.com, the vegan superstore. Just support the advertisers so they continue to support this program so that we can have our tribute to Mom on Mother's Day. You know, there was this old standard song. It was, I believe, Al Jolson was the singer, and it was, it went, you know, M is for the many things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. You know, it's an old standard song like that, and I just thought perhaps we should update it now. And you know, the confusion. I said, you know, we have this bovine confusion that cows are our mothers, and So let us spell mother, but including kind of the dictionary of drinking cow milk and the mistake we're making by mistaking the cow for our mother. And you can go to the notmilk.com website. It's a great website there that has a lot of fantastic information. But, you know, like M is for the... So M is for the mucus that it brings us. How about migraines and mad cow, too? 80% of milk protein is casein, an allergenic substance that causes the production of histamines, you know, as in antihistamines when you try to fight them, and resulting in mucus. And, you know, you reach for your antihistamine when maybe you should just not be reaching for your milk container. Some people get clogged sinuses. Sometimes the blood vessels swell with substances that are fighting the foreign invading dairy protein, and those blood vessels you know, put pressure on the brain, hence your migraine. So M is for the, how about O, huh? O is for the obesity, the ovarian cancer, the osteoporosis, obesity from growth hormones and animal fat and cholesterol, ovarian cancer, you know, insulin growth factor in milk, and it grows baby cows really fast, but it also grows tumors in humans very fast, ovarian cancer. And osteoporosis, too much dietary protein, as in cow milk, leaches calcium from the body. So there you have that. T is for the tuberculosis. Journal of Dairy Science, 1988, quote, many diseases such as tuberculosis are transmissible by milk products. How about your kids, the T for terrible twos, huh? Perhaps it's the pain of chronic ear infection. Julian Whitaker, MD, from Health and Healing, 1998, quote, milk allergies are very common in children. They are the leading cause of chronic ear infections that plague up to 40% of children under age 6. So if 40% of children under age 6 are miserable, you can bet 40% of mothers are miserable. Terrible twos. Would that be coming from milk? We didn't think about that, huh? Mamma mia. So M-O-T, what are we up to? H, how about heart disease? From a survey of mortality rates and food consumption statistics of 24 countries published in 1981, medical hypothesis, quote, milk and milk products gave the highest correlation coefficient to heart disease, while sugar, animal proteins, and animal fats come in second, third, and fourth, respectively. Milk consumption correlates positively with cholesterol levels in blood as well as coronary mortality. That'll look at 17 countries in the European Journal of Clinical Nutrition in 1994. And here's another quote. Milk and many components of milk, butterfat, milk protein, calcium from milk, and riboflavin were positively related to coronary heart disease mortality for all 40 countries studied. That was from Circulation in 1993. M-O-T-H-E. Okay, E, ear infections. We covered that, huh? Terrible twos. E. coli bacteria live in the intestines of dairy cows, and eventually, you know, the dairy cows become hamburgers covered with E. coli. The poop, can't get the poop off the burgers. E. coli has been found in municipal water systems, the theory being runoff from the animals. E for environment, you know, methane from global warming, cows. We talk about that often on the show, M-O-T-H-E. R, how about R for milk? That's rheumatoid arthritis, symptomatic in hands and feet and swelling joints. Frank Oski, MD, in his book, Don't Drink Your Milk, talks of milk protein's relationship to musculoskeletal pain, also associating it with growing pains in children. Are your children in pain? You're in pain. If they're having growing pains, it could be the milk, Dr. Oski says. He says cases were reversed with dietary changes, and remember, his book was called Don't Drink Your Milk. elk, and also for R. How about road rage, huh? With that precious cargo in the back seat? Hormones lead to mood swings and strange behavior and violence in children and violence on the road. And considering that you pour hormones all over your cereal, you drink a glass of hormones, and you pour some hormones in your coffee in the morning, and then you get behind the wheel and head over to the schoolyard. It sounds like ingredients for trouble, huh? So maybe we can make this a really happy Mother's Day and give up the milk, okay? Give up the milk, the cow milk. A cow is not your mom, okay? Song for Canadian Harp Seals, that was pretty good music that we heard here earlier today. And let's see. Nick Medeo, producer, Leo Burmeister, narrator, N.S. Buck Brundage, arrangement and guitar. And hope you enjoyed that music. And Captain Paul Watson on today's program. Remember, Mom Eats Free this weekend at Truly in Hollywood, Truly Vegan, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard, just west of the 101. So what a treat from Truly Vegan. Say thanks to Truly. Farm Sanctuary Gala happens next Saturday. It's May 17th at Cipriani Wall Street, New York. And it's award recipients include the Leader in Compassionate Living Award going to the Jiva Mukti Yoga School, Sharon Gannon and David Life. Heather Mills is hosting this event. Go to farmsanctuary.org. And in honor of David and Sharon, a group of Jiva Mukti yoga students in New York City have formed the animalmukti.org website, a tribute to the Ahimsa teaching of Sharon Gannon and David Life. And that supports the free spay and neuter program of the Humane Society of New York. If you're looking for events in San Francisco, a dinner tonight, check out sfvs.org for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society. Another dinner coming up on Wednesday. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Support this show with a donation, please. You can do so online at goveganradio.org. You can also buy the bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals.
Vegans are number one at number two. Meat makes you constipated.
One of the great dining delights in all of Southern California is Vegetable Delight Restaurant in Granada Hills. Over the centuries, Buddhist monks have perfected the art of replicating tastes and textures of meat and seafood. Dishes using such ingredients as tofu, mushrooms, gluten, yam paste. The LA Times Review calls Vegetable Delight a special delight, and the food astounding. 17823 Chatsworth Street near White Oak, Granada Hills. Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. Vegetable Delight Restaurant. Dine in or take out. 818-360-3997. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com. Hooray for Hollywood. It has a truly wonderful vegan restaurant, Truly Vegan. 5907 Hollywood Boulevard at Bronson, just off the 101 freeway at the Hollywood Boulevard exit. Enjoy Truly for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Enjoy the new soy beef burger with bacon strips or the cheesy grilled potato burrito, the burrito supreme with bacon strips and vegetable dumplings. Truly Vegan. Truly wonderful. Truly caters. Truly delivers. TrulyVegan.net is the website. Truly Vegan. Wouldn't it be great to have delicious local organic produce delivered to your home or office? You can, from farm fresh to you, delivering a box of seasonal organic produce directly to your door anywhere in the Bay Area with a flexible schedule, weekly, bi-monthly, or once a month. You can receive a delivery of produce for as little as $21.50 per month. Farming organically since 1976. Farmfreshtoyou.com. Use the promo code 4250 when you order, sign up, and save $15 at farmfreshtoyou.com.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble, or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three barrier locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
No meat for me. My tummy isn't a graveyard.
If you'd like to get in touch with me, it's bob@goveganradio.com. Glad to hear from listeners this week from Sweden and France and the UK and across the United States of Listeria. If you missed any of our interview today with Captain Paul Watson, founder of the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, the programs are archived at goveganradio.com, where you can make a tax-deductible donation. Jamie Mapes is the creator of a new animated television series that encourages and inspires children to learn to play a musical instrument and create music. And he needs financial support, working on the pilot to get in front of the networks. Go to kidsanimation.org. And if you need a website designed, go to valentinemg.com, as in Valentine Marketing Group. Vegan products, green causes, or a general website, go to valentinemg.com. A percentage of revenues go back to green and vegan causes such as Go Vegan Radio. Happy Mom's Day. Remember, Mom Eats for Free today and tomorrow at Truly Mom's Day weekend. Mom Eats Free, a Truly Vegan in Hollywood. Of course, you wouldn't buy Mom fur, but you may reconsider buying her fake fur also. A number of the department stores, such as Neiman Carcass and Gloomydale's, etc., have labels on their fur saying faux, polyester, etc., but it turns out they're rabbit, dog, raccoon. Not fake at all. Animals are not garments. And, you know, what are we going to do here, huh? No fur for Mom, fake or otherwise. And I invite you to go vegan. Visit the website, goveganradio.com, and make a tax-deductible donation to support the program.